Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show here on BBSRadio.com. You're listening to Creation Light Ship Healing here on Station 1. And it's Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2012. And we're going to carry on our clearing profile topic, Wednesday topic. And tonight we're going to talk about, the Mind Matrix Bundle. So before we get rolling on that, Ron, are you there on the line?
Yeah, so let's do a clearing for everybody. So let's do a clearing. We did anxiety and emotions before. Let's do one for fear. So if any of you have any fear that you're dealing with, think of that fear. We can clear it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. See how your body's responding now. Look at that fear, and it may be released from you. Let's do another clearing for, let's do something for the mental. So let's do one for the mental clearing. So here we go. If you have any reoccurring thoughts that keep recycling, this may help you out with that one. So here we go, mental clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for sadness. Some people may be sad out there for some reason. Haven't done this very often. Or think of a time that you were sad. Release sad energy from you, that one particular incident. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so turn it back over to you, Carrie.
All right. So, the Mind Matrix Bundle. This was a bundle that Ron put together, quite some time ago to deal with the different things that can control our minds, our mental energy. And it's 4 clearings. It's lasts for a month, and it's $200. So, it's 4 different clearings. A couple of them are whole life clearings, and a couple of them are not whole life. So the first one, Ron, on here is the Mind Matrix Barcode Removal. So maybe you can just start by describing what the Mind Matrix is, why we have a barcode on us, and why we need it off.
Removed. That's to keep you connected to the matrix, the energies that keep coming to you, the programs, if you would. The way that you maybe don't have a real clear thought, or you do have a thought and it's taken away and you wonder what happened to your thought or what you were planning to do because the mind matrix is controlling you. So it's just a controlling program that everybody has put on them. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Now the next one is called the cellular mental clearing. Now this is a whole life clearing. I'm trying to pull it up right now. I'm having trouble getting in, I'm afraid. And I'll describe the page when I get in. But this is it. I remember, Ron, when this first went up, that it kind of is like a preemptive energy clearing for the a little bit like the DNA and getting stuff out of our DNA. I remember you saying before it's even activated, which is how we use the 7 generational clearings when stuff comes up. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that one while I try and open the page.
In fact, I'll just do a sample of that. That way you can actually feel what it's like here.
Okay.
So, yes, this is like a pre-clearing in a sense before it comes up into your realm of experience. So this is already in you, and it's waiting to show its head, let's say, and you this will help to release it. So here we go. Once you think of an issue that you might foresee coming into your realm of experiences here, you can kind of sense it, but it's not with you yet. And maybe because this energy is just starting to get connected and brought into your reality. Do a clearing for that. So I'll just think of something here. And here we go. So one, releasing this from you. That's heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That is still pretty a pretty strong clearing there. So we'll just see what people comment on. You can send information if you wish to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you would like to maybe say how you're feeling or just go to the fast chat, that's pretty interesting too. You can read that for other people if you're feeling a little better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So this page is laid out just like all the other whole life clearings. So when you get into the page, you type your name into the top, and then you have the option of doing your whole life, and separately you can buy this in an unlimited form to stay current, just like with all the other whole life clearings. So, Ron, there is a specific incident box. So I'm wondering, I know when this first, you brought this first to my attention, this clearing, and I'm trying to find the text on it because I know I wrote some text for it. I was thinking about things that I know are in my DNA, you know, because I see them occurring in family members, but they have not been triggered in me yet, and I was using the specific incident box for that kind of thing. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that, and maybe, I don't know what people were focusing on when you did that clearing just now that you said was heavy, but maybe we can think about something that we know hasn't occurred in our lives yet that is perhaps lying there as a little time bomb and could come up later, and we could think of one of those, and you could do a sample on that, and we can see how that feels. Would that be okay?
Sure. So let's see here. It's kind of hard to say. I guess one situation, as you go out and about, maybe you see older people maybe having a cane, possibly. Maybe they have a hip problem. They have a cane. Maybe they have a walker. And so since you're younger, you know that that's not going to happen to you right away. But it could happen to you in your future. That could be something that you're viewing, and you don't want to be in that situation. And you do see a lot of people having them as they get older. That would be something that could be happening to you, and that could be a fear point that you're dealing with, not knowing about it, but you are seeing that. So here we go. Let's release that. So again, this would be what you'd be putting probably into your entry box on that clearing. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And we'll do another one. This could happen to anybody. Maybe again, you're out and about and you see somebody, maybe with their arm in a sling, in a cast. Go, uh-oh, you know. And you may see them with their, maybe their right arm in the cast, and maybe they are right, or you're right-handed. or maybe left-handed, either way. But you don't want that to happen to you. And you realize that that is a possibility here of having something like that occur in your life. So let's release that from you. And again, that could be another fear that you could have. Little walking time bombs, or not walking, but just laying there, dormant. And remember, the cells have it inside of it, and that connects to your mentalness. And this is kind of how it works. So just waiting to come online. So let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, so we do have a question asking, what is a whole life clearing? So maybe we should just back up and describe that for people who are not familiar with the whole life clearing. So, Ron, can you describe what happens to us when we run one of your whole life clearings? And Ron's website, if you haven't done any of these yet, is creationlightship.com. And the vast majority of Ron's clearings can be done online. There are a few that you still have to make an appointment, a telephone appointment with Ron to do over the phone, but otherwise they can all be run through the website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, what is a whole life clearing? Can you describe that?
A whole lifetime clearing takes a particular specific issue or situation or a energetic body that you have. And these energetic bodies get filled full of density, so you have to clean them out. And that's why you have, or we have, whole lifetime clearings to get those energetic bodies released from the densities. Emotional one is probably the most predominant that everybody has, because you go through emotions daily. When that body gets overwhelmed, filled up, then it leaks into your physical awareness, and you normally start having physical problems. So that's what happens. Other bodies do the exact same thing. But a whole lifetime clearing starts when you begin the clearing, whatever age you'd be, down to the millisecond. Then it goes back to conception. And it takes typically, we'll just say, 15 minutes to do your whole lifetime. You get freed or have your body freed. One of the clearings, emotional body, we'll just say, or mental body, cleared of stuff, and then you can have like a new lease on life, in a sense, so you can start over again with that body emptied out, just like it was when you were first born. And all of your stuff that you're having buzzing around you is in your auric field, and the auric field gets imprinted, we'll say, with these energetic densities, which is judgment, from these bodies. That's what's inside of your auric field, is what you're going through, what things you haven't cleaned out of yourself yet. The whole thing is, on the whole lifetime clearing, is you clear out your whole body, energetic body, of the energies that you're doing on that particular clearing, and it just takes away the densities, the judgments. And that's why we have whole lifetime clearings. And after that, then you do the unlimited, if you wish, to stay current, because the clearing started when you first started the clearing, but any time after that, the next day, week, months, years, those are not cleared for you. You want to stay current with that clearing so that you have an uncontaminated body. Well, your stuff is brought to you by these contaminated bodies that got recycled or brought up, we'll say, activated in this lifetime. And so your body's full of judgment, but it's not always connected to you until somebody pushes a button, we'll say, that aggravates you or does something. And then from there, that energetic body now gets imprinted with that particular situation. And now it's being transmitted to other people, and they start pushing more of that same button on you. That's what the whole lifetime clearing is for, to release these energetic bodies so you can be in peace. And that's the whole process, why you want to have the whole lifetime clearing. I guess just turn it back over to you, Carrie. So that's what the clearing is. and you get it taken off of you, and you feel much better. You get all this judgment taken away. Otherwise, you'll be recycling it until you die of it. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we have a few comments here that I'll read out, Ron, from that first cellular mental sample clearing that you did for us. Tom is saying it was very heavy, and Richard's yawning a lot. Mindy says, that feels fantastic. I need more. And Brian was feeling a slight buzzing that has left, and he's saying thank you, and he's got more clarity. So this cellular mental clearing is sounds to me or feels to me, and I know the way I've used it, it's a very versatile clearing because you can, as Ron was explaining, go back and clear out what might be sitting in you, in your body, in your DNA, that might get triggered later in your life. For anyone who's not familiar with the whole life clearings, on their own, if you buy them on their own, they're $5 times your age. So if you're 10 years old, that's $50 for that clearing. And then they all have an unlimited version for an additional $50 on top of whatever your age-related price is to use, you know, from the point that you buy it on into the future for however long you want to use it to keep current, because every day, you know, we are adding to many of these emotional invisible bodies, like the mental body and the emotional body and so forth, because we think and we feel and we emote all the time, unfortunately. So getting the unlimited version of these is a good idea. Now, they're not available in the bundle, but you can go in and buy those after you've bought the bundle if you do go that route. So there are two whole life clearings in this bundle. The orb clearing is the other one, which we'll get to in a moment. And then, so you can see, depending on your age, that this is a much cheaper way to get those two clearings plus the other two that are thrown into this bundle. So, okay, so that was the cellular mental clearing. And then the next one in the bundle, Mind Matrix bundle we're talking about tonight, is the whole life orb clearing. So, Ron, maybe you can talk a little bit about what orbs are and how they interface with us.
Well, you can see orbs all the time in photographs. They show up around sightings, UFO sightings a lot. They show up in pictures that you may take, little round balls of light, the way they look. Some you can actually see like a smiley face on. They show up with all the crop circle pictures that you normally find. So there's just another alien race that is here. Unfortunately, they somehow work with the matrix, just using that to keep it real simple. They connect to you and connect you more into the darkness. So that's why we have it. Started this off was, one day I decided to do an orb clearing on people, and they all felt this energy leave them, and they felt better. So let's just do that for everybody so you can just see what these are doing to you. So we put the orbs as, I think, different colors, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yeah, you know, in the whole life one, let me just pull that back up again. I don't think the colors are listed. It was a different one that you had where the colors are listed. But that's how it all began. You were doing colors, and I know the one that I felt the most when you first did that, it was on a BBS show, was the blue, and everybody felt that. But you were just doing stuff that day, and, of course, this clearing is a whole life clearing. And I'm just checking the page. No, there's no colors on this whole life one, but we can put them in because there is the specific incident box. So if you're interested in and just focusing on colors, you can do that also. But, yeah, maybe, Ron, you want to do some samples with the colors because I remember
I'll do some color samples. So here we go.
Yeah.
We just put it that way so that they'd be a different type of energy. So here we go. We'll do the blue orbs. And one, releasing this out of your energetic field. They connect to your cellular memory, so they are plugged into you. You got releasing them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do, I guess we'll do a brown one here. Brown orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do white. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a green. Let's see how your body is responding. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do orange. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what's another color we could do, Carrie?
Gosh, I'm sorry. I was reading the FOSS chat. Let's think. Purple?
Sure. Okay, we'll do purple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's just see how your body's responding now. You may feel maybe less pressure on it. You might feel more relaxed, and that's because these energies are released. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and did you do white? I know you did blue. Kathy's asking about white.
I did white, yes. I did.
Okay.
I did blue, brown, white, green, orange, and purple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have another color. We can do that, too.
Okay. What
about
orange?
Pink?
You do, pink. Okay.
Pink. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So, see how your body's responding to this here. So, let's, let's do a gray one. Here we go, gray. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, we got black. Let's do black. Here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you very much. So we can all use this whole life clearing to do lots more of the samples that Ron is doing on the show here. Remember when he does
Oh, clearing? I see red. Let's do red.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. A red orb. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. We got yellow, too. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we have red. What did I say the other color was?
Yellow.
Yellow. Okay. Here we go. Yellow. Get all of them here. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Wow. We'll just see how everybody's feeling. You may want to get up and walk a little bit. If you feel dizzy, let me know. And let's do a Be Here Now clearing. So here we go. Be Here Now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Thank you, Ron. So it looks like people are feeling this quite a lot. We've got quite a few comments here. People are lungs are warm and their heads are hot, and some people are feeling less pressure. And let's see, yawning on the black, and black feels loaded, and green feels meaner than black, says Heather. And Ophelia says, wow, I can feel them leaving. So it looks like most of us need to do this orb clearing. I remember the first time you did it, it was very heavy, and a lot of people had a lot of reactions. So looks like we need to do this whole life clearing. And Janice is wondering, Ron, is this, when you're doing these samples, are they being cleared out of our homes too, or just our bodies?
The orbs are being terminated. Once they leave you, they're gone. The ones that are with you are no longer with you. I can't say that new ones won't come in. But the ones that are released are gone.
But
for anything that interferes with you
energetically
is gone. What's that, Carrie?
Are they just being released from our bodies, or are they being released from our homes as well, is what Janice is wondering.
The ones that are attached to you.
Okay.
I don't know if they can live without an attachment to a human. In fact, if you have an animal with you, let's do that. Why don't you give me three colors, Carrie, for an animal? We'll just release them. You can see if you're dog or cat or goldfish, you know.
Does
something, parakeet or whatever.
Okay, well, let's do blue, red, and yellow.
Okay, so blue and red and yellow. Here we go. So this is from your pets and animals. Have them. Here we go. And why don't we do we'll do a plant also at the same time. If you have a live plant in your house, we'll release it from that too, or even one outside. So you want to probably check it out some way. Here we go. So blue, releasing that. 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, there could be orb hoppers there, you know, as they up from your pet to you, you know, as you pet them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's work again here. Next color, red. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and next one. Let's work with yellow. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if anything's changed. Hopefully it has. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you are worried about them in your home, I guess they come to us. They can come to us if we go to a location that they're floating around. I'm certain that if you go roaming around in crop circles, and hopefully nobody does, but if you do, you could pick them up there. And so the location space clearing would be the clearing to use to get them out of something other than being attached to your body. And Ron, I don't think you mentioned this at the beginning, but I remember you telling us originally when you first were looking at this energy that they are probably the scouts for the jellyfish energy. So maybe you can go over that a little bit for everybody and what that means.
Yeah, this is going to be a little kind of far out for some people who are new, but the jellyfish kind of sits on the top of your head, and all of its tentacles come down, and that's the way they connect to the mind matrix through the jellyfish. So the jellyfish is kind of like what connects you to the mind matrix. Now, from there, the orbs connect to cellular memory. There it goes into the jellyfish. So the orbs sort of like look around for situations maybe in your life that you're going through. They need to find a way to plug in. They look around and read you. So in a way, you could just say that the orbs are like the psychic reader for the jellyfish, and they find out how to torment you the most, and the best way for them to utilize your energy. Bit of the orbs, and all of a sudden the jellyfish has a much harder time connecting to you. And then from there, the jellyfish, like I said, is what connects you to the mind matrix. So that's sort of the way it works. That's the interface, which would be the jellyfish, and the orbs would be the way that they find out through your cellular memory what buttons to push in you or how to connect you to this stuff. Like I said, we you know, I had a lot of people talking about orbs, and you know, you see orbs all the time on stuff, and I did that show. May have been, I don't know, a couple of years ago. If anybody out there happens to have heard the original archive, you might want to maybe let us know so we can tell people kind of how it was. But that's sort of how the show was. What I can vaguely remember is that I just wanted to figure out what the orbs are doing. And when I released these things, people had a lot of benefit, getting their body freed up. So we don't know what is going on. Always with us, but when we find out, the more we try to help us, help the bodies to have a better life and get rid of the mind matrix and all the programs that are being attached to it. So that's the way it seems to work. Not trying to pick on orbs or anything. People talk about orbs, how great they are, and they're always buzzing around, and people get pictures of them all the time, and like I said, some have little smiley faces on them. You show up where there's alien ET UFO sightings, you know, also crop circles. So that's where they come in there. You know, who knows? Maybe that's the way the entry points are, you know, where these different events would be. So from there, they flood in here and find victims. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. And people, a lot of people are typing in that they are feeling dizzy from this. So stuff is definitely leaving many of us. So that's the orb clearing then, and that's a whole life clearing and one of the four clearings that we're talking about tonight in the Mind Matrix bundle, which is good for 1 month, and you can go get that through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So the fourth clearing is one that many of us use all the time, and it is in this bundle, and that's the alien attack page. And that one, its full title is Eliminating Alien Attacks. So if you're searching for it, put in that word, Eliminating Alien Attacks, and then it also does shapeshift as an alien parasite. So we've talked about that clearing, you know, on and off, and we refer to it, Ron refers to it on a great many of his shows, but we'll pull that up and talk about that this evening just so that we can sort of complete the top topic here tonight, so I'm just getting that clearing up. And Ron, you were talking about the jellyfish energy, and one of the ways that we can get rid of that jellyfish energy is through the alien attack page, eliminating alien attacks. Now, you, of course, also pull these things off us on the intensives that you have pretty much every month of the year, the 8-hour intensives on Sundays. So I'm trying to open the page here. My computer's slowing down a little.
I'll do one for orb carcasses, in case you have any orbs on you.
Right.
Oh, boy. I'm flying by an orb. Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, these are the dead orbs. That could probably be in the entry box if you wanted to try that. Oh, here we go, everybody. Get out your bathroom scale. Maybe you're going to lose 10 pounds. Who knows? Here we go. So, get rid of these carcasses. So, dead orbs being released. Here we go. Carcasses. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Mind Matrix Bundle doesn't sound like it does a whole lot. It's like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. You can see this thing goes quite a ways. Plus, the alien attack page is on there. And that is something that everybody probably should be at least doing once. At least get on there one time to see what it's about. So you have a clue if you're talking to somebody. Well, man, I got this problem here. So, you know, I out there has this website, and this page might help you. So the alien attack page is very, very in-depth. And you should at least get to know it a little bit. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, it's a very extensive clearing. So I'm going to run through the different parts of this, and we'll just emphasize tonight how it relates to mind energy. And there's a lot on here that is messing with our minds. So it's got, 10 sections to it. So the first one is the alien race attack removal. And once you put your name in and you go down, there are various buttons that you click, whether you're dealing with an on-planet attack or an off-planet attack. And if you don't know, you can just hit unknown. And then there's a drop-down box, and the preset on it is need help now. And I'm just trying to click on it, and my little timer swirly thing is going round and round, and it's not opening, of course. But this is where we can go in and choose the race that we think might be attacking us. And if you don't know, I think, Ron, probably we would recommend that you just do some time on all of them, because we're hooked up to so many, it's difficult to figure out, you know, especially if we can't see them or we don't know, which most of us cannot. We don't know who's connecting to us. We're just doing it, working through it, I think is probably a good idea, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, by all means, yeah. A lot of people do know different races. So if you happen to hear of races over and over again through the media or websites or whatever, then the possibility that because you heard of them, they kind of have your number anyway, so... do those ones first, and just keep going and just see what happens. You might be surprised. I think that the Palladians or the Acturians are really nice until you start feeling energies leave your body. But, wow, they're connected to me. Why are they connected to me? I heard that they're supposed to be these wonderful beings out there to help us. Realize that, uh-oh, who is telling me these stories? Things that aren't really true. So clearings and see for yourself. That's the whole thing. And, you know, like, you know, I think there's 10 options on that page, you know, so not in that particular, in an attack page to go through. Maybe just read the names off, Carrie. It might be easier that way than to...
Yeah, so I'll read them all, but we can talk just a little bit about the ones that affect our mental state, because there are quite a few. So the alien race attack is the first one. The second one is alien attack channeled through human removal of that. Now, option number three is alien implant removal, and I'm sure there are implants that affect our thinking. So if you're doing the mind matrix bundle because you're trying to clear yourself mentally, then this is probably one of the areas to work on, alien implant removal. The next one would be alien parasitic life form removal. And if you're doing mental, you know, doing this bundle for mental stuff, then that would be where you would clear the jellyfish energy, option number four. So... And I don't know, my computer is frozen up, so I can't scroll down. I don't know if orbs are listed there, Ron, but if they're not, we could put them in the custom box, I'm sure. And I know jellyfish are listed. I don't remember about orbs. But that would be the area on this that you could also work on orbs if you wanted to. So option number five, alien shapeshifter removal. Now, shapeshifters can totally take over and affect how we're thinking, right, Ron? So that would be one to probably... spend some time on, I would think.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Well, they're all there.
Yep.
It's, I don't know, as I look at some of the stuff on the website, like that page or that whole clearing, it's kind of like, wow, you know? And it brings you into reality that there's something else out there that can control you, which you never knew about before. Maybe you always kind of thought about something but never could put the words to it, and now you have a way to connect the dots, and now you can be empowered because you have a way to work with these energies to get them off of you. That's a big one, the shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Got the shadow bodies, and you know, there's just so many things that can be connected to you, along with the clone replicas and the like. So back to you again, Carrie.
Okay, so number six is alien mind hypnosis, which totally fits in with what we're talking about tonight. Alien mind hypnosis, so we're being hypnotized by aliens. So that's definitely where we want to get unplugged from. And number seven is alien life forms cording, so being corded to different alien life forms. And that's followed by option eight, which is alien planet cording, so being corded to these other planets way off there in the dark side universe. And then nine is web attack removal. And then 10 is the spirit-to-body integration, and that's preset at 15 minutes, and you can adjust that if you feel you need a little bit more of that. So, you know, we all need all of these sections to work on. But if you have limited time and you're focusing on the mind matrix bundle, that's your sort of project for the month, then you can tell which ones you need to do within this page. And if you have time, obviously do more. So that's the bundle, the mind matrix bundle, $200 for 1 month. You get two whole life clearings plus the mind matrix barcode removal and the alien attack page all for a month. So there's tons and tons of stuff to clear off here. It's a really great way to do it. If you're on a budget and you don't want to buy these separately, Ron's put together, as many of you know, a lot of really wonderful bundles. So this is one of them, and we haven't talked about it for a while, so we thought we would do that today. And, Ron, I'm just thinking there are those free ones that you have on the homepage at creationlightship.com that are also to do with this same topic, the satellite transmission one and the head connectors. They would work very well in conjunction with this bundle, wouldn't they?
Yep, they sure would, yeah.
Yeah, so...
The nano clearing is a big one. By all means, do the 2,000-year darkness barcode that got put on you. That one's a free clearing. Maybe you can mention what the free clearings are there.
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid my computer has completely frozen up. I can't move anything right now. I think it's too hot. But, yeah, the 2000-year barcode is on there. Let's see.
We've got the oxygen, alien oxygen, where they imprint codes into us.
Right.
We're breathing their stuff. And let me think here. We got the satellite transmissions. We have the gray sky clearing.
Oh, yeah.
I think the gray sky clearing, for everybody listening, you probably all have tried it. That clearing does so, so much. Just a wonderful clearing to do the gray sky clearing. So that's put up, you know, to get rid of the gray skies. So at first you have a clear sky. This is kind of the way it works. The sky is clear. And you can see, you know, for miles. And all of a sudden the ship clouds come in. These are the flat bottom clouds. And then they start giving you the mind control transmissions. Now, if there's a lot of them, or maybe you're catching on to what they're doing, then they'll make the skies gray. That way they don't have to be cloaked, you know, in a cloud. So there could be a lot more aliens up there because they made the skies gray around you. That's why we put up the gray sky clearing. Plus, it was the code words for the special ops that we're doing by the military. Militaries, which was gray skies, get rid of aliens. So that's kind of how that the name came about. But so we put it up on the website as a gray sky clearing. That was a whole different thing in itself, but I won't get too far into that. That's, you know, past history stuff, and we'll need to go into the past. But basically, that clearing, if you have poor weather, very possibly it can help yourself out, make the sun come out. And can't guarantee that it will always work, but I've had fantastic stories from people that have used the gray skies when they've had just horrendous weather problems. And all of a sudden, maybe over their house, they see the sunshine, and everywhere else, maybe half a mile away, it would be awful. So do that gray sky clearing. And it may even help the air that you're breathing, too. I can't guarantee that, but it does a lot. Love that I can't say because I can't. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we have typed into the fast chat, and thanks for putting this in, a reminder that when we do any of the online clearings on our own without being live with Ron on a show or on an intensive or on one of the weekday evening calls, we need to transfer the name of that clearing into the New Earth Transport Clearing, which kind of secures that portion of ourselves from being re-abducted by any dark side energies or races or whatever. So that's the New Earth Transport Clearing, and the username and password have been typed into the Fast Chat. So it's, I think, 3 pages back from where the Fast Chat is at right now. So it's basically a free clearing. If you've already gone in and bought it for one penny, and you have those codes, just a reminder that you don't need to keep doing that. Once you have the codes, just use those over and over again. So keep a list of all the online clearings that you do, including the unlimited versions of everything, and then just hop on the New Earth Transport as frequently as you would like and transfer the names of those clearings that you've completed onto the New Earth Transport Clearing. Transport, transfer, I don't remember transport, I guess. It's called. So just wanted to remind everybody about that. Anything you want to add to that, Ron? It's probably.
No, that sounds pretty good. And I had a question mark about something here. Gray sky. Yeah, the gray sky is free. Just go on there and use it. And it can get rid of the flat bottom ships, alien ships that are there, and the clouds just happen to form around the ships, and that's why they look like flat bottoms. So your homework, everybody, for the next month is just to go out and, I won't say look for them, but go, you know, if you watch a movie, a DVD or a TV program, and it's outside, look at the clouds. Look for those alien faces snarling at you. You're going to see probably the mouth and a couple of eyes. You may see a head actually appear looking at you in the background in the clouds. So look for those. And also look for the flat bottom clouds. And you're going to see them all over the place. Now, some places don't have them. I don't know. I forgot what country never had them. And somebody came in and said, yeah, they haven't seen them here, but they've seen them elsewhere in movies. And but their country seems to be free of them. So,
really?
Yep. So I don't know how or why or anything else. But aside from that, that'd be over probably in Europe, I would guess. But other than that, just watch. And, you're going to know that when you see a flat-bottom cloud, that's an alien ship there. And remember, everybody talks about the aliens that are physical, that they're looking for a flying saucer. Well, what's going to get you is what you don't see. I mean, looking for the, for an actual UFO in the sky, you probably won't see one. But you will see the flat-bottom clouds because they're here in their place. Outside of your conscious awareness of maybe the physical sight, but through there and the cloud forms around them, which validates that they're there. Through the gray sky clearing, and they may just go away. And you may actually feel more conscious once they leave because the mind control that they're transmitting to you to get you to do things or the robotic programs that they're doing will be typically taken away because they're no longer up there looking at you with binoculars on, having you do things. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Carrie. Our show's about ready to close here. We got our last 8-hour call this Sunday. Have the expo coming up, and that will be in New York, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of March. New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel, which is about a block away from Penn Station in Manhattan. So back to you, Carrie. And then we have a workshop on the 29th after the expo if you happen to be back in that area.
Okay, great. And, well, I guess that's it. I'll just say good night, Ron, and thank you. I have 55 off, so we're probably out of time here. And those of you who are interested in the Mind Matrix bundle, if you haven't done it, there's tons and tons and tons you can clear off yourself. It's a very, very worthwhile bundle, and you can get that through creationlightship.com. So thank you for your questions. I'm sorry my computer froze up a little there, but hopefully you all got the gist of everything.
And, I got another show coming up in 5 minutes, so
yep,
just go to the website and go to the right side there on the homepage, kind of top right, little ways down, and you can listen to the program. So
great.
Blessings, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Night-night.
Night.